check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, baboo. Oh, Babu. Babu. Carl Wade Jr. His show's so great. And OG Valley Star, repping 818. Been hearing
all
forever.
Right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we like to do this at least once a month or so. We have the biggest station degenerate come in.
His name is Adam
McAdocious, man. What's up, dude?
Yeah, you know, just marinating.
Shazam,
dude.
Shazam, huh? All right, dude.
How about every time I say Shazam, you get $50. Every time you say Free FM, I get $50.
There you go. All right, now you just came from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings, all the way out in Chino Hills.
I see them advertised on TV, and I was looking for one in the Valley. I guess there's not one in the Valley yet, but there's one in Chino, and then there's a couple out there, and there's one in Riverside, and I believe one in Rancho Cucamonga. But it looks like a great place.
It's great. And Thursdays, they got 50 cent boneless wings. Oh, man, I was in munchie heaven.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
50 cent boneless wings, man. Good for you. All right, now, if you can't tell by now, Adam McAdocious is a major, major drug addict.
Hey, what?
Is that the wrong? I'm sorry, where's the introduction again?
I'm the kosher stoner.
Yeah, no, you like the weed a lot.
Yeah,
how long have you been, herbal remedies. How old are you, by the way? You 25?
Yeah, quarter century.
And how long have you been smoking weed?
Over a decade now.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that's a long time.
You know, I think you're the only guy at CBS Radio who carries his own hairbrush with him.
Oh, man, Mr. Luscious Locks, I always got to look pretty, man.
Do you carry one with you, Gina?
No, I don't.
But her hair is
you got a hairbrush on you?
I don't even have a hairbrush at home. I just pull my hair back.
Yeah, he got that Jufro.
All right, but what we're going to do here over the next hour or so, I am convinced. Now, when I started here at the station, Malibu Dan used to say that 60% of this audience smoked weed, and I always fought him on that. I always thought it was like maybe 10%, 15% max. I am now convinced that 80 to 85% of the people who listen to this show are smoking weed.
I think it's more.
You think it's more?
Yeah, I'm out on the streets, man. I meet all the fans, every single fan.
Everybody's with the weed, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, all right. The weed is...
The herbal remedy.
It's growing. It's like growing like gangbusters out there, man. You can now get it legally if you have a prescription or a recommendation. I don't know what you call it. But you can slide in there and enjoy the stuff. And our own Randy Wang had never smoked weed until this year, I believe 2008, right?
I never gotten high until this year.
Until when did you break your cherry?
I think sometime around March or April.
Yeah.
When I realized that I was supposed to inhale the weed, not just blow it right out my nose.
Right. And you've loved it ever since.
Ever since I got that pot license in June, every night I've been high.
And when you go home at night, and again, you're a weed apprentice.
Yeah.
I think the first year, you're still an apprentice, and then you become a veteran or a rookie. So
I have to take my certification test.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So when you go home, how quickly between the time you get home and the time you smoke weed?
Well, first I got to hit the drive-thru, then I get home, and probably about 45 seconds. Turn on the computer, check my email, and then toke it up.
Here we go.
See, that's all rookie. Right. I do it right when I get to the car.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying, man?
All right. All right. What we're going to do here over the next hour is, I'm sure a lot of the audience has great ideas, but it is marijuana treats, the recipes. Now, don't call us up and say you like to put pot in your lamb chops. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're high, after you smoke the weed, the crazy things you make to eat. And, you know, how great food tastes when you are high. All right, here are the phone numbers. Here's an example, okay? Before I give the phone numbers, here's an example. When I used to smoke weed more often than I smoke now, I used to love a bowl called, it was called tomato soup and elbows. And I used to make a whole bag of elbows, you know, the pasta. And you don't put any tomato sauce or spaghetti sauce on there. You mix it with a bowl of Campbell's tomato soup and a little bit of water, It's called tomato soup and elbows, and it's like eating velvet, like tomatoey velvet when you're high. And you can literally eat a pound of pasta mixed with two cans of tomato soup, Campbell's tomato soup, and you cannot stop eating it when you're high. You got to continue to eat it until the whole bowl is done, until you throw up. It is that good. All right, any recipes you might have, the crap you eat only when you're high. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Adam, you probably have a cookbook.
I could probably come up with one.
Yeah. What do you chow down when you're completely effed up?
When I'm totally gone and I get creative and I want to, like, make something happen, I like burritos a lot. They're real easy. They're quick. They're non-messy. It's all self-contained. So I like to get creative with burritos. Like, I'll get, like, a tortilla, right? I'll put some cheese on it. Maybe I'll pop some popcorn. Throw some popcorn in there, roll it up, and then I got myself like a popcorn and cheese burrito.
And you actually eat that?
I put a lot of things in tortillas, man. I have a favorite sandwich of mine that I like to make a lot when I'm pretty toasted and faded. I get two pieces of white bread, right? Throw it in the toaster. Then I was born Jewish, so I got
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Happy Yom Kippur, I think that's what you say, right?
I believe it is Yom Kippur.
Yeah, it's over. It's over now. Everyone can eat.
5769, I believe, is the year.
Is that the year we're in?
Yeah. I hate this time of year because I always write 5768 on my checks.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, so I get the chocolate spread, right? You put it on the bread.
Jack Silver gave me that joke. He goes, you can use that on the air. I'm like, all right, great.
Well, he's a great man.
Like gangbusters.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
All right. So what do you do with this toast?
Anyway, so I get the chocolate, right? I get chocolate spread. I spread it on one side of the bread. And then I get the peanut butter. I like chunky peanut butter. I don't know what you prefer, but I'm a chunky peanut butter fan.
Hey, Gina, what kind of peanut butter do you get?
Smooth. Anyways, so I get chocolate on one side, peanut butter on the other side, and then I take a banana, right? And I slice the banana up, and I throw the banana in there, and I got myself a chocolate peanut butter banana sandwich.
And you eat that after the popcorn burrito?
It depends how many popcorn burritos I make.
Jesus Christ.
I got that bottomless stomach.
Oh, Bubba. You're going to die, man. All right, Anthony and Pomona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
All right, man. What do you eat when you're all effed up?
I got the munchies really bad, so I went to the kitchen, and I didn't have any bread, so I ended up buttering and putting jelly on my hand, just eating it straight up, just like that. It was horrible.
I've never heard that before in my life. Guys run out of bread, so he uses his hand. Dude, that is A+, man. Thanks for calling us again.
No problem.
All right. That is great, man. I love when a caller's actually got something funny to say. That is classic. Doesn't have bread, so he uses his hand. All right, Adam McAdosh is with us. He has these stoner recipes, and I'm sure you've got some of your favorites. How about Ben in Hacienda Heights? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, hi. Hey. My favorite thing is get the salty, old-fashioned Lay's potato chips and mix that within a chocolate shake.
Jeez.
And that works like French fries in a chocolate shake.
And that's what it tastes like, French fries in a shake?
Yeah, it's great. The potato, the salt, the chocolate shake.
I got to try that. All right, buddy, thanks. That's probably doesn't work with, like, nacho cheese. I think he's right. You got to go with the classic
Lay's
potato chips. Yeah, you can't just drink one. All right, Bob and San Dimas, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How's it going?
All right, man, what do you got?
A peanut butter and jelly with Kraft cheese in the middle, Campbell's soup right out of the can, or any...
Wait a minute. Give me that sandwich again. Peanut butter and jelly with cheese in it?
Kraft cheese in the middle.
Like cheddar cheese?
The spray cheese or just the square slices?
The taco cheese.
Packaged.
Jesus Christ. All right, buddy, thanks.
That's weird.
Christ almighty. I don't know if you can stomach that when you're sober.
I don't know about that.
Peanut butter, jelly, and cheese.
Yeah. Randy, what are you eating when you get all high, other than Jack in the Box?
He eats everything.
There's the two strangest things I've ever eaten high. Once is, the first thing, the best thing you can ever get when you're high is Easy Mac, macaroni and cheese. I had one bowl of it, and there's these self-serving bowls, and I decided the second bowl was going to kick it up a notch, so I poured Ovaltine in it. It was Kraft mac, cheese, and Ovaltine. It was great, because I thought, what could be better than cheese, pasta, and chocolate? And the other strange thing that I've had when I'm high, and I did this recently, was I made a salami, pickles, and grape jelly sandwich.
Wow.
Looks like Randy will eat anything.
Yeah.
He'll probably get some top ramen with some tuna.
Oh, I clear out my entire refrigerator. I will eat the baking soda if there's nothing else.
Wait a minute. Salami, pickles, and what?
And grape jelly.
That's nasty.
Jesus Christ, man. And that doesn't get you nauseous, huh?
No, it's so good.
I think he's still experimenting.
Do you have to stop thinking about what you're eating while you're eating it, though?
Well, the pickles are new. That's the addition to the pot. But I've been eating salami and jelly sandwiches since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah, I'm worried about you, dude. I think you're pregnant. I don't think this is just fat, dude.
Tim, there's no way I'm pregnant. I haven't had sex in over 9 months.
Whoa.
All right, Gina, what do you down when you get all hopped up?
Honestly, I think you guys are just making this way too complicated. You just got to get yourself a bag of Bavarian Dutch style pretzels and a can of cake frosting. Otherwise, you guys are just making this complicated.
Now, that is something, again, if you were doing that sober, you'd throw up.
Oh, completely.
Like, if I brought in the pretzels and the frosting one night, you'd run to the bathroom and throw up.
I'd be sick, yeah. And it depends. You know, that's what separates the men from the boys. And there's two kinds of people. The people who like their Bavarian Dutch-style pretzels with chocolate frosting, and the people who like their Bavarian Dutch-style pretzels with vanilla frosting.
And you're a chocolate chick.
Oh, yeah.
You love chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard about
it's you. Smooth.
I like chocolate.
Yes, you do. All right, 520-9670. Al in Pomona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Actually, my name's Sal.
Would you rather be introduced as Sal?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Needless to say, what I like to eat, man, is goobers inside of a tortilla. You heat up a tortilla and you either have goobers or basically peanut butter and jelly. And what happens is when you drink with a glass of milk, you don't get all that fat bread inside of it. It's great grub in your stone.
Okay. Another tortilla all fan. Right, see, man? The tortillas.
Wow. This audience is sick,
tortillas.
Man.
Tortillas. You know what I like to do sometimes, too? You know, cereal and chocolate have a lot to do with when I get really high and I eat. Chocolate increases the high with all that good stuff. But
right.
I like to get the hot chocolate mix, the Swiss Miss with the marshmallows. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I know exactly.
I get like my favorite cereal, you know, like Cocoa Puffs or Fruity Pebbles or Lucky Charms or whatever. And milk all in a bowl. You know what I'm talking about? Got my chocolate milk with marshmallows and cereal. It's bliss, dude. You're missing out.
This is one of, you know, somebody mentioned this to us last night when we were on KCAL. I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody said if you're high and you go to Pomodoro, that it is like walking into heaven if you're high.
Yeah, that Pomodoro last night was amazing, by the way.
This guy said he used to do this before he had kids, as a tip of who it might be, but he used to smoke weed and go into Pomodoro, and literally he felt like he was walking into heaven. Like, that's probably what heaven smells like, and that's probably the food that they serve there. And he'd sit there, order a plate of pasta, finish it, and order another one to go, you know, for his wife or his girlfriend,
right,
and eat that when he got home.
That's crazy.
That's a tip for you here. Try a Pomodoro.
Those desserts were amazing, too, also.
Oh, man.
The brownies and the cookies.
I don't know how they do it at Pomodoro, because their food is always consistent. You know, a lot of times you get an Italian restaurant, and it varies. Like, you know, the Italian restaurant in the valley is not as good as the one in the city. But Pomodoro, it's all the same, and it's always fantastic. And hotter than hell when we got it, too.
Real fresh.
Yeah. Hey, do me a huge favor. We'll continue here, but please, will you please stop scratching your nuts?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was scratching my...
That's cool. It's just a little distracting. All right, let's talk to...
Checking me out, Tim?
Yeah, Tony, and it's just odd when you're sitting there, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Jack,
it's
and
the whole culture, you know what I'm saying?
Tony and Gardena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you, dude?
All right, this is what I do. I get some of those club crackers, and I put oysters on them, and I... A little bit of hot sauce, Tabasco,
right.
Or I get some barbecue sauce. The honey, of course.
Okay.
Oysters and crackers?
You know what's really good? And here's another stoner's treat. It's not just popcorn, but have you ever had this where you put Tabasco sauce on popcorn?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. I'm sure you've done that, Randy, huh?
I do that when I'm not high.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Tabasco sauce, you sprinkle that on popcorn, and it really gives a nice little kick. All right, the crap you eat when you're stoned. Let's talk to a Jet in Granada Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. So what I do is I take popcorn. Here's another popcorn. When you take the popcorn, and you take a butter knife, and you put the butter knife in peanut butter, and you just stick that peanut butter knife into the popcorn, and you eat it.
I'm lost.
Oh, I see. So you put it, you put the knife into the popcorn, and it's sort of like a popsicle when you pull it out.
Yeah. Well, it's the peanut butter, all the popcorn sticks to it.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. That's not a bad idea.
So you put in the peanut butter first.
Put in the peanut butter, then the popcorn, and then you got like a popsicle of popcorn and peanut butter.
Okay, I get it.
That's not a bad idea. Dude, that is actually, I'm going to try that.
Try it with caramel, too.
Yeah, that's the first one I think I'm actually going to go home and try. There should be is there a book out on stoner recipes?
Yeah.
There should be.
There should be a stoner cookbook.
And a picture of all this crap, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, let's talk to Chris in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey. Okay, went away. How about Mike in Northridge? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yo, Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you?
All right, this is the best treat. I have a blender, right? I take two things of Twix, one caramel, one peanut butter. I blend it up with some vanilla ice cream. You add some peanut butter, makes it really gooey. You put that in a Ziploc bag and cut the end of the Ziploc bag, and you squeeze it into your mouth.
All right, thanks, dude. You know, these guys are all classic. This is the best audience in the world when it comes to stoners. The most experienced audience of stoners in the world, I think, is this audience, and I would take all of you and put you up against any other show. And, you know, this is like, this audience is sort of like the Starbucks audience of the pot world, where you fine-tuned your drink or your treat, and you now know what it is. I mean, that guy not only had the treat down, but he also had the delivery system.
Mastered,
put it in a Ziploc bag, zip it up, cut the corner, boom, spray it in your mouth.
Suit it.
That is classic, man. There should be a store, a stoner's cafe.
A stoner munchie store.
That serves all this crap. You know, you don't have to make it yourself. You go in there, let me have the peanut butter, salami, bacon, cheese with the goat's milk bread. You got it, buddy. That's number five, by the way. All right, stoners, what do you guys eat? The crazy crap you eat when you get high. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Adam McAdoshes is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Adam McAdosh is with us. He's on the Street Squad. If you ever go out to one of the appearances by Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, or Corolla, or this show, or Danny like Bonaducci, you'll see this long-haired guy rolling around stone, enjoying himself. And the crap that you eat only when you're completely effed up. Stoned, not on, like, heroin. You don't do heroin, right?
Well, I don't think you eat when you're on heroin.
No?
Like, those drugs, like, synthetic drugs, you don't really eat, like, heroin, acid.
You're looking for more heroin when you're on heroin.
Well, I don't know. I don't do heroin.
That's what I heard. The buzz lasts for, like, 2 hours. Then you got to look for some
more. Want that next hit.
Yes. Let's talk to William in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm stoned.
No.
Yeah, all day, every day. The best thing that I eat when I'm really high is I go get chocolate muffins and I get some yogurt. And I take the chocolate muffins and I mash them all up and I put them in the yogurt. Then I put it in a freezer. Then I let it get hard and then I go to town.
It sounds like you've got it down.
I got it down, man. I even got drinks going on. I take a little seltzer water, I take a little orange juice, put it together, and then boom, I got an orange juice spritzer.
That's beautiful, dude. Where do you get the, what kind of yogurt you use?
I generally like to use the store-bought yogurt, but I'll try to get, like, I'll try to pair the flavors, like get a little black cherry and then get a little chocolate muffin, you know.
Work out the combinations.
All right, man. Dude, you're a major stud. Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys for being on the air.
Yeah, there he goes, everybody. Right. This is sort of like your Home Depot for stoners. Stoner's Depot. If you're really high and you feel guilty, you feel like... you know, you shouldn't be getting high. Maybe somebody told you recently you shouldn't be getting high as much. Listen, Thursdays at 10, we usually talk about weed, and you'll feel like you're in a small fish in a huge pond. JV and Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, here's what you do. Get yourself a can of Dennis and chili beans, and then some Philadelphia cream cheese. Throw it in there. Whip it up, throw it on some crackers, man, it's the bomb.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
So you heat the chili up, then throw the cream cheese in?
Yeah, so throw the Philly cream cheese in there and with some sweat. That's the stuff.
All right, thank you, buddy. And thanks for using that S word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like using beans, too, though.
He was genuinely like, oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, thanks for using that as well. Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, I'll throw that in for you a couple times in the show. No problem, man. But chili and beans
I get the La Victoria beans, the refried beans, right? And I get some Fresca cheese, right? It's that Mexican cheese, and I throw it in a pot. You know, sometimes I'll put some jalapenos in there, just let it sit.
So long.
And then just get my tortillas again, man. I love my tortillas, my Mission tortillas. Put it on the... Fry it up a little bit, throw it on the toaster, bam. I got me some bean burritos, just like that.
I made chili the other night, and I swear to God, I made the best chili I've ever had in my life.
Were you high?
I wasn't even high. I had a couple of beers, but I made the best chili, and I gotta remember how I did it and write down the recipe, because it was the best chili I've ever tasted. And I'm not bragging here, it was just an accident. You know, I'm not a cook, but it was the best chili anybody's ever made.
Kind of jealous now.
Yeah, I gotta make it again. I love when there's nothing better than, it reminds me of being a child growing up in the San Fernando Valley, but there's nothing better than being in Southern California or anywhere where it's cloudy on a Sunday, maybe it's raining outside, and mom or grandma's making chili, and the whole house smells like chili, and it's cold outside. That is the best. That is truly. We don't get enough of those days out here.
Now, when you're talking about rain in L.A., are you talking about, like, the mist sprinkle or, like, the pounding rain?
No, just talking about, you know, the soot that comes down from all the fires. That kind of rain. Jeff in Long Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on there?
Hey, what are you eating, dude?
It's got to be a hot dog. Got to warm that up. A hot dog bun, sorry. You got to warm that up in the microwave for about 10 seconds. Throw half an avocado in there and just as much sriracha, that hot sauce, as you can stand.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling.
Is this a spicy avocado sandwich?
That's classic. You know what? People who are not high right now, who are never smoked pot, are throwing up. But people who are high are like, oh, dude, wait, what was that last one? Did you write that down, Tony? I got to try that one. What did he put in the hot dog bun? Avocado in the hot sauce. All right, I got to try that one, too. Adam in Huntington Park, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, Tim and Adam, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
We're just marinating.
Tight. Yeah, all right. So you get a loaf of sourdough bread. It has to be sourdough bread. Slather it with a chunky Jif, some strawberry jam, and the main ingredient, you got to have this, bacon. You got to cram it with bacon. And this, the bombest thing ever. Like, honestly, just thinking about it, I want to spark a bowl, but I got a whiz test coming up, so I can't. But
wait, so it's bacon, yeah. Peanut butter, and what else is
there? Jelly.
Jelly and a sourdough bread. Loaf of sourdough bread. You got to hollow it out a little bit. It's the bombest thing ever.
All right, you recommend chunky.
Yep. Well, right. It could be either way. Like, you creamy, chunky, whatever. Smooth. But I prefer chunky. Right.
Yeah. Gina, what kind of peanut butter do you eat?
Smooth!
I don't know why that makes me laugh. Jonathan, Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. Ready?
Here we go.
All right, yeah. Okay. It's wake and bake. You take a bagel, right? So, and then in the bagel, you have an egg. It's normal, but now it gets fun. Then you have cream cheese on each bagel. Then you put Thousand Islands on it. And then after that, you put 4 strips of bacon in there. Now it's pretty normal right now. But then you put barbecue sauce. And then after all that, you push it together. It's like oozing out of awesome. And then you dip it in syrup. And it's the best wake and bake.
Like maple syrup? Like maple syrup for the pancakes?
Yeah. Any syrup.
Jesus Christ.
The best.
All right. Are you a diabetic?
No.
No. Didn't sound like
so
it.
So there's Thousand Island maple syrup?
Maple syrup and bacon.
Wait.
Yeah. You know, folks, these are all young people calling. There's no way diabetics can enjoy any of this crap. They're all just like, oh, man, wish I could eat one of these treats. But it looks like these are all, like, young people calling. Tony and El Monte, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How old are you?
What's up, Timmy? I'm like 34, bro.
All right, you were on the high end of stoners here.
A little bit higher, a little bit experienced. Hey, hello to all my fellow potheads out there, too.
What's up?
Hey, one of the things I remember reading, dude, I get a couple of slices of pizza, cold pizza, shove a week in between them like a sandwich, and top it off with some Hershey's chocolate syrup and go to town on that crap.
All right, thanks.
Pizza and chocolate
syrup. I don't know how you guys do this, man. I really don't.
I'm writing these down. I'm going to try these, and I'll let you know.
I thought mine was, like, crazy. You know, tomato soup and elbows. Christ almighty. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Aaron in Riverside. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up?
Hey, what are you eating, dude?
Oh, man. I like to go to the gym and work out, so I'm one of those healthy stoners.
Right.
So I don't be doing all that chocolate nonsense, but I take some bread, like some 6-grain bread, slice up some bananas, slather on the chunky peanut butter. Yeah, the chunky.
Yeah.
Put some honey on there and some raisins and smash that down, man.
That sounds good, dude.
Oh, how often? You do it every time you're stoned, or you do it occasionally?
No, that's every time, man.
Every time.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's the bomb, man.
But chunky peanut butter, right?
It's got to be the chunky, man. I like the chunky.
And Gina, you don't get chunky, right? Huh? Gina, you don't get the chunky peanut butter? No.
No, not so much.
Okay. I know, she's trying to do two things at once. All right, Rez in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Timmy boy, how you
doing? Hey, what's up out there?
Hey, how are you?
Good, all right. What do you got going?
Okay, let me tell you what I do. I get some top ramen, you know, the oriental style top ramen with only a half a cup of water. You put too much water, it gets too salty.
Right.
So I put 2 scoops of peanut butter in there, a little bit of raisins, and then I top it off with Cracker Jack. No, it's really good. I'm serious. After some opium, it tastes really, really good.
All right, Red, so thanks for calling. God almighty, man. That is, so it's top ramen with peanut butter and raisins.
Right, and he said he sprinkles crackers on top, too.
Jesus Christ, man.
Like those saltines.
All right, this is the best audience when it comes to stoners. You guys are tops, man.
I love these guys.
All right, the crap you eat only when you're stoned, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Adam McAdosius is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And if you're stoned out there, the king of the stoners is with us, Adam McAdocious, man.
Yeah.
Guy's been sober in, what, 10 years?
Yeah, plus.
Oh, boy.
I forgot when I started.
The crap you eat only when you're high. William in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, me?
What? Yeah, we're not going to get through this, son.
Salami.
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 All right, dude. That guy's crazy. That's all he eats, salami. That's fantastic.
I like salami.
John and Hemet, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
That was good. Oh, no.
I've never laughed at salami before. What do you eat, salami?
Oh, no. Like, when I just sit on the couch and I'm sitting there with, like, a bunch of bowl of grapes or something. I don't know if you guys ever, like, peeled grapes with your teeth before.
No, I haven't done that,
Take the skin off.
But, I just peel the skin off while you're sitting there, and then, like, I like to dip them in Fun Dip. And then put that, like, on top of, like, some Cherry Garcia or something.
Perfect, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. There are a lot of guys out there who, you start to eat crap when you're stoned, that you look at the next day and you're like, I'd never, ever do that. And then later on, there's a fine line between, am I stoned enough to eat that or am I not stoned enough to eat it? And after a while, you start to eat the crap even when you're not stoned. That happened to one of my uncles, where he used to have like a real crazy thing that he ate only when he was high. And then eventually, when he got older and he was in his 50s and 60s, he kept eating that stuff even when he wasn't high. So that's going to happen to all you out there.
Our grandkids would be like, what are you eating?
Yeah, it's kind of the guys are eating the popcorn with lettuce and pickles and
horseradish,
salami,
gefilte fish.
I like that guy. Salami.
You think gefilte fish is good when you're high?
I've never had gefilte. I'm not a big fan of fish.
Me neither.
Yeah,
the gefilte fish, there's something about it. It's just like processed and it looks, I don't know, dude.
I remember my wife and I got a case of salmon or tuna. It was a case of tuna fish from one of her relatives up in Oregon. And it was tuna that they caught and they canned it and it was beautiful. It was fresh tuna. And we got it for Christmas, and there was 12 big jars of it. I'm like, what do we do with this? You know, get 12 big jars of tuna fish. You know, I mean, because I don't eat it, and she doesn't eat it. My, daughter doesn't eat it.
You make tuna milkshakes.
No, but we had a guy who was working on the house, and he eyeballed that tuna. He goes, oh, that looks great, and gave it to him. And the guy was sitting there while he was working on the house. He's, like, eating out of the jar.
Raw?
Like, and I, oh, that guy's
like
definitely
sushi?
Stoned, yeah. Definitely a stoner's treat. Hector in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
That's
how
gross.
You?
Timmy!
Hey!
Legalize it, Tim.
Hey, all right, man.
Legalize it.
I'm trying.
Hey, I eat everything on the left side of the menu with a Diet Coke while listening to Legalize It by Peter Tosh. Legalize it.
All right, dude, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Melody in East L.A. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
how are you?
Baby. What are you eating when you're high?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I was born on 420. So,
look at you.
I've been a pothead. I'm 22 years old. Been a pothead for a little while. But since, you know, I can start drinking now, I noticed that you also get, you know, beer munchies. Do you guys agree? Kind of, you know, the beer munchies.
I don't really get the beer munchies. You know, with the problem with beer is you don't eat a lot because there's so many calories in beer, it sort of fills you up. There's no calories when it comes to weed.
True. But my favorite food, which I actually stopped doing because not only did I gain a lot of weight, but basically, you know, you go to your fast food. Everyone's been talking about yogurt, pretzels, like burritos, like whatever. But you get those 10-serving bags of those flaming hot Cheetos. And before you know it, the whole bag is gone, and you just consume, like, 1,600 calories. And then the worst thing is the next day, people know what you were up to, because no matter how hard you scrub, you have those. You have to wear, like, rubber gloves when you eat that, because it's horrible. Because then they know you're culprit. They know you're a culprit. But thank you, guys. And,
all right, thanks, Melody. All right, you're the best, baby. Look at you.
I actually have a trick to eating hot Cheetos, because I love hot Cheetos. That used to be my lunch in high school. It used to be hot Cheetos and a Cactus Cooler. That's what I had. It was $2 every day. I was set. And I used to hate the red fingers and the red mouth and everything. So I would just take the hot Cheetos. I'd crunch them all up in the bag so they're all crumbs. And I'll just eat it out of the bag.
Oh,
just straight.
Hmm?
Straight shoot it like that guy with the peanut butter in the Ziploc bag.
There you go. Robert on the 5 Freeway. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Dude, you're totally speaking my language. You must have gone to the same high school as me. I did the exact same thing. Cactus Coolers and hot Cheetos. I can't believe that. That's
an LAUSD lunch.
Oh, right, exactly. What else are you going to get for $2? No, what I was going to say is that I love products made by Hostess. Ever since I was a baby, I was eating Hostess Twinkies, all that stuff. Now I take a little better care of myself, but when I'm stoned, man, that's it. Hostess product.
Yeah, especially the Twinkies.
They're so good, but I would never eat them sober because they're so bad for you. But stoned, it tastes like heaven in your mouth.
All right, thanks, Robert. You know, when I was a kid, I ate a lot of Twinkies, and then I don't think I've had one in maybe 25 years. And the other day I had one, and it takes you back to, like, elementary school.
You ever had the Chocodiles?
No, I wasn't a big fan of the Chocodiles.
Oh, those are the best.
I like Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, and Twinkies. But when you have a Twinkie, if you haven't had one for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, buy one, and the moment you bite into it, it'll take you back to, like, third grade or fourth grade.
Hey, Timmy.
Yes, ma'am.
The best thing about Twinkies is you could have the same one from 25 years ago. It's still every bit as spongy and delicious as you can imagine.
I love Twinkies, man. John in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, my Monday.
Hey.
A little bit of vanilla ice cream, some Frangelica, some Bailey's, some chocolate syrup, and a graham cracker.
What's Frangelica?
It's booze.
Yeah, it's booze. What does it Frangelica taste like? It's like a coffee drink?
It's nutty.
Oh, nutty, right, yeah. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. And again, these treats that you guys eat when you're stoned have been fine-tuned over the years. You know, that guy didn't go into his kitchen one day and just make that up. You know, this has been fine-tuned over the last 10 or 15 years, perfected to where you stoners like him.
Yeah.
Francisco in Huntington Park, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. What do you eat when you're high?
Hey, what's up? First time, long time.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, what I usually eat is, I don't know why, but even my brother, who's in Afghanistan fighting for freedom right now, he told me it's nasty, but it tastes good to me when I'm high. It's Chips Ahoy with Kraft cheese.
Wow, is that right? With the spray cheese?
No, just regular
the squares, yeah. Oh, man.
The singles.
Now eat that, yeah.
I don't know.
I bet he can't wait to get back to eat some of that.
Yeah.
Hey, how long has he been in Afghanistan?
Oh, he barely left in August.
How old is he?
He's 2 years older than me. He's 30 right now.
You worry about him a lot?
Huh? What was that?
You probably worry about him a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah. I worry about him. He's in Farah right now.
Oh, man. You know what? This is a perfect example of, you know, why none of us, or not, you know, all of us shouldn't worry in this country. We're all worried about, you know, home prices here, the stock market, you know, what's happening with the economy, what's happening with, all kinds of crap here, fires. But this guy is a brother who's in Afghanistan. I bet they're, you know, you're probably not worried about stories that come out on global warming when you got a brother in Afghanistan.
No, well, I worry a lot for him. You know, it's like I just want him to be safe and come back, come back to us, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you have the duty to protect our country, you know?
You betcha.
Everybody else. And I appreciate everything everybody else does, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope he comes home safe and, you know, tell him that we're all, you know, praying for him, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Francisco.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, take care of yourself. Guys are out there kicking ass, man.
Yeah.
Everybody else is, you know, stoned, drinking maple syrup and, you know, Fresca. All right, let's take a couple more calls here, then we got to press on. Gina and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Okay, I don't get stoned anymore, but when I did, I had two favorite things. One was I used to chop up Reese's peanut butter cups and mix them in a bowl of salt and vinegar potato chips. Really good.
Now I know why you're not getting high anymore.
And the other thing that I still love to this day are those, you know those crappy Danishes, you get them in the vending machine, the Svenhards?
Yeah, the circles?
Yeah, but they have different, they're like little Danishes, but they're individually wrapped in plastic bags, and they'll either have cheese or something.
Right.
And you put them in the microwave for 5 seconds, and they are the best thing ever. But you end up eating about, yeah, probably 5 to 10 of them.
Right. Why'd you quit smoking weed?
I have too many things to do now.
You grew up, huh?
Yeah, so thank you.
All right, take care, Gina.
Gotta be a functional stoner.
Some people like can still handle kids and jobs and, you know, and all kinds of crap when they're stoned.
It's a functional stoner.
But some people, man, you know, they go, oh, I got too much to do. I can't smoke anymore.
When I'm not high, that's when I get all messed up and discombobulated.
Diane and Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's up, baby?
I thought I loved your father. I love him on Carol Burnett's show. I loved him.
Thank you.
Anyway,
still alive.
I know. Thank God. Well, it wasn't me. It was my two brothers. And they came home. They were so stoned, Tim. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I got up. And back then, we didn't have a washer and dryer. We didn't have a garbage disposal. So my mom had coffee grounds. It was like hair and old tuna, beans, all kinds of trash. They came home and they ate it. They're like, Mom, this is good. And they were eating it. I just,
Jesus Christ. What did they go? They went in the trash can to eat that crap?
Jesus
my
Christ.
Mom, like in a tin, you know, like a tin because we didn't have a...
Oh, I see. Oh, Christ almighty. Yeah,
no,
my grandmother, my mother used to
do
that.
Nasty.
When she cooked bacon, she would take the grease and put it in a tin can.
Yeah, well, she had tuna, coffee grounds and tuna and hair.
Oh,
rash, and they were eating them. Oh, so good. It, I threw up. And I threw up. I peed my pants.
All right, thanks for calling, Diana.
Okay, take care.
Oh, the guy's eating the crap that won't go down the garbage disposal. All right, thanks for coming in, Macadocious.
Oh,
you're a big stud. Thanks for all the great calls. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Frank Kramer all night. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah!
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by the two studs who will take you until 7 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. It is the John and Jeff Show, everybody. Nice to see you, fellas.
Jimmy.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah, look at you. You know, I was listening to you a week ago Sunday when you were talking about the stock market, and you were talking about that guy Kramer.
Jim Cramer.
Yeah. And you were yelling at him and Neil Cavuto, you know, you son of a bitches, you should be honest about the economy and the stock market. And then, almost like you foreshadow it, then literally like a week later, he says, sell everything that you have in stock. Sell everything.
Yeah, actually a year ago, Tim, I said, I put 80% of my money in cash because I could really see a huge problem coming. Not that I'm, you know, psychic or anything, but
right.
A lot of these guys are saying, hold on to what you have. Don't make any changes in your portfolio. You're in it for the long term. I guarantee people who listen to that advice have probably lost half of their money.
Is that right?
Just keeps tanking, keeps going down and down.
I guess the 401ks aren't worth anything anymore, huh?
Well, here's the thing. You should put your money in the 401k, but put it in a money market account so it doesn't lose any value.
Mm. All right. Okay. All right, folks. John has a lot of great advice when it comes to money. And what's going on with the big show tonight, fellas?
Tonight, Tim, we have a major announcement.
Uh-oh.
That we're going to make regarding the John and Jeff show.
Uh-oh.
A major announcement.
So,
is that right?
So that's going to come up, I would say, in about an hour or so.
An hour. All right. A major announcement.
Major announcement regarding the John and Jeff show.
All right.
Are you okay, Jeff?
I'm fine, but we have a major announcement coming up tonight.
And if it's not major enough, we're going to play the tape back at 8 o'clock tomorrow and bust your guys' balls for that.
That's the deal. Yeah. That's the deal.
All right. All right. Major announcement. All right. We'll wait to hear what that is in 1 hour at midnight, right?
And keep in mind, the stock market is crashing during this major announcement.
Okay. Yeah. All right. John and Jeff are coming up immediately here. I'll be on tomorrow with Frank Kramer all night, so stay tuned for that. He's always a great guest. And we'll see you tomorrow right after the Likas show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Thanks.
I've always enjoyed donuts.
Right.
And I've come to the conclusion that I feel badly for donut ladies. Because people can't make up their mind. I don't know what it is about buying donuts, but people freak out. They go in there, okay, 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 I want a dozen donuts, and, wow, you've got a lot of donuts. Okay, I'm going to start with two chocolate, I want a twisty goo, I want a lemon twitter, I want two choco puffs. No, I want one chocolate. No, one. Put them back. Put them back. I want a Bavarian apple crunch. Get the ladder.
Hey. Why don't you go outside and think it over, huh? Yeah, it's a big decision. You can't blow donut day.
It really is classic.